Come follow, 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 follow me. Whither shall I follow, follow, follow? Whither shall I follow, follow thee? To the greenwood, to the greenwood, to the greenwood, greenwood tree.
I'm Holly Richardson, and I've been teaching or studying Waldorf education over 20 years now.
And we're also joined by
Itzel Salazar. Yes, I've been teaching at the Waldorf School here for, this will be my 6th year, but I've been a Waldorf educator for the past 11 years.
And so you two are in here to talk a little bit about some of the programs that Waldorf will be offering for early childhood.
In this world, there are many things that we have to do with our hands, from sweep the floor to maybe one day repaint the fence, maybe one day build a house. So we really try to teach the children with their hands and through their bodies first.
One of our new programs is actually the very exciting Waldorf Forest Kindergarten program. We call it our Willow Forest Kindergarten because the land where we are going to be spending most of our time is full of willows. So Forest program is a movement that is all throughout Europe and is becoming more and more popular in the United States. It used to be that in the past, you know, perhaps when you were young, you remember your parents saying, okay, go play outside, and you spend countless of hours playing outside with your friends, exploring perhaps the natural world. Children in these times, even in this valley, they don't spend as much time of unsupervised play outdoors. They perhaps go to activities, even skiing or football, soccer, but nothing that really gives them the opportunity to connect with the natural world.
So is it full-time outdoor kindergarten?
It is, yes. The whole school year will be outdoors, fall, winter, springtime, and even summertime, perhaps we will be having a summer program.
We are really blessed. A huge chunk of our property is right on the Roaring Fork River. We have this beautiful gift of this natural land, and we've worked hard to create safe pathways so that we can get to know it and be in it. So you're walking past ponds where there's ducks, there's cattails and willows, like Itzel mentioned. You get closer and closer, you can begin to hear the river.
In the previous years, the kindergartens will take a hike day on Fridays because of the experiences we have and how wonderful it was for children, and because we observe the children's play was nothing like we will observe in classrooms. We just decided that it was time for us to really create this forest kindergarten program.
And what are some of the other programs that you're going to be working with, Holly?
On Mondays, there's a musical story time garden. Basically 45 minutes of music, movement. I have my ukulele, my kinder harp, pentatonic flute. And then eventually we wind down to a story with puppets and lullabies, and then a goodbye and a blessing. Another program that we'll be offering is called Musical Mamas. It's a time for caregivers to get together in one of our classrooms, and we'll have some simple natural toys, and parents will simply be singing in a circle. Wednesdays is Sweet Peas, ages 1 and under, and also Babies in Utero, so Sweet Peas and Peas in the Pod. And that's going to be a 2-hour class where there's conversation, education, support, questions, just a time really for adults to connect and learn from each other. And then there's one more offering, and that's Fridays, and that's Peas and Carrots, and that is more for toddlers and caregivers. Anybody could go on our website to look at the specific costs of the programs. But we've priced them really, really low so that they are accessible and affordable.
Is it too late for people to sign up?
No, it's never too late.
I think we should do one more song.
Okay. Summer goodbye, summer goodbye. You may no longer stay. Autumn is on its way. Summer goodbye. Summer goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you both so much.